learn more about
Blog Talk Radio.
See you there. I'm going to be here. You won't want to miss it.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. This is really kind of the cool thing. And, you know, what's cool about it is that I get to learn stuff every day. I really do. I really get to learn stuff every day. And I learn it through the most incredible people, everybody on the team, Jessica, you know, Jamie and Jacob right here at the helm, Benny, of course. Our other producers, which you all will meet over time, Edvin and Malia, certainly, Olivia. And so this is a great team of people. I learn stuff every day. And every once in a while, you get hooked on a conundrum. Conundrum. And what does it mean to get hooked on a conundrum? Well, you get hooked on a conundrum about some. What's a conundrum? It's like that thing, right? It's a thing. So a broadcast example of that would be, a conundrum would be, oh, I want to do something different. Can you please run my show so we can have actually Facebook Live people participating? That's a conundrum. Another conundrum is what Susan Dolce is going to talk about today, and that's the conundrum of menopause. What is the conundrum of menopause? First of all, menopause. When I first heard the word, I certainly didn't think it was for me, because honestly, if you all knew how naive I was growing up, I literally thought menopause. When somebody said that, I thought, like, that's for my dad. My dad got to be going. That's got to be a dad thing because it's a men. Today, we're tackling something that has been stigmatized for women for so long. But once upon a time, it wasn't. A modern approach to menopause, ending the stigma of midlife, with Susan Dolce and Leon Dyer. Leon's going to be popping back in here in a minute. But this has got to be a modern approach because we cannot continue to live with stigmas of any kind. Let me tell you about Susan for a minute. You know, I met Susan a number of years ago, but here's what I know about Susan. When you take a look at her transformational life coaching practice and, you know, creator of Goddess Arriving, and then you take a look at her blogs and what she's doing, she and I kind of got the alien that took over our bodies that said to us, corporate work, wait a minute, I think I should raise my children first. But how do you take a lifelong passion if you have that? And every one of us do. All y'all listening to the show are thinking, this lifelong passion, it's not me, it is you. But when you take that and you move forward with it, how do you grow into grace and wisdom? How do you move forward and teach others about that? And this is the work of Susan. And then when you take Leon and you put these two ladies together, you know, an empowerment coach, a spiritual mentor, they are taking on the topics that most people don't want to talk about. You're going to hear about that because of their new show. But today, let me introduce you to Susan and hopefully Leon shortly. But we are taking this thing on about stigma. Susan, it's great to have you here. Thank you. And, you know, when I think about this show you both are doing together, these are conversations that people don't want to have, but we can have some fun with this too, right?
Well, yeah, that's why the tagline of the show is the truth and comedy of midlife, because you kind of have to be able to laugh at yourself through all this, right? You kind of have to just, you know, if you can't age with a little humor, and, you know, that's the grace, right? To me, that's where the grace is keeping your humor around you. Yeah.
And I love this, a modern approach to menopause. Let's start with a couple of questions, right? Because let's hit it up with a modern approach. Now, you know, what that implies is that has been something that we have been doing for a while that represents a point in time. But we as women, first of all, evolved in our experience in the world, right? Mm-hmm. You know, we go to work, we have these jobs, everywhere. And yet this thing still becomes the brunt of so many jokes. Right?
Yeah.
Let's talk about from your perspective, you know, what is the need for a modern approach to menopause?
Well, I think it's, you know, for years, for decades, it's been treated as a disease. You know, it's like it's something that it's either been treated as a disease or it's been ignored altogether, and that women didn't actually need to be supported through it. It was just something you had to tolerate and put up with. And, because an interesting statistic, by 2030, there are going to be more women between the ages of 40 and 64 in the United States than 18-year-old girls. And so now we're a market. We are demanding better health care, to be seen and heard in how do we treat our symptoms, how do we sort of navigate through this time in our life. It really is a very sacred, you know, coming of age in a older sense. And how do we have a voice now. We have a voice, and we're going to make things change. So that's what makes it modern. We're not just going to sit back and pretend we have to tolerate it.
Yeah. And let's talk about the toleration and what that looks like. I don't know what kind of experiences you have had, but I will tell you, for me, my first experience, and I was one of the early people. I'm on the earlier spectrum of that.
Wait, meaning that you went through menopause earlier than?
35, 36, okay. Right? Okay. And so when that happened, right, when you go back, little teeny things we don't know. We don't know stuff, right? But we're smarter now. That's why we're doing the show, right?
Right.
But one of the things that happens is you go through things, and I remember my first experience. We're given a big corporate presentation, and I think it was actually maybe the first. And I'm doing this big corporate presentation to these executives, and I got this shirt on. Within 15 minutes, I looked like I was playing on a soccer team. I had so much sweat, right?
Yeah.
Now, what does that mean for women? So when you're doing that and you're doing a presentation, and especially in front of all men, they think you don't have it together. They're looking at you like, oh, she's too nervous. So automatically, right, you get into the zone of they don't believe you, you don't have confidence. I mean, this is just one thing, right? But there are things that are so confusing. Let's talk about that, but more importantly, what did we discover? What's some of the research about?
Some of the research around menopause,
yeah,
and symptoms?
Yeah.
Well, so I can't actually quote the research, but I can tell you that there was a survey done in, and maybe this is part of the problem, there was a survey done in 2017 that it indicated that most medical students in their residency get little to no lectures, teaching, training on how to manage women in menopause. And 8% of them don't, 8% of the respondents in the survey didn't even feel that they were equipped as doctors to help women in menopause. So what we do know is that in the 80s and 90s, doctors were treating all menopause symptoms with estrogen. And then by 2002, I think it was, they started to see the correlation between the rise in breast cancer and blood clots and heart attacks from estrogen. So they pulled back from that, and like, okay, they stopped prescribing that. And then there was this void. Like, there was nothing to fill that, and there really hasn't been until now. Now there's some
Bioidentical hormones.
Thank you. That's
yeah.
So
I know them very well.
But that's like holistic type stuff. That's not traditional medicine. So traditional medicine is still on the wrong side of this. I even asked my daughter's boyfriend is in PA school right now, and I asked him, I said, have you gotten any? He just finished his OB-GYN rotation. And I said, did you get any discussions, lectures, you know, on treating women in menopause? And he said, I know that we're supposed to give them estrogen. I was like, that's it?
Boy.
Yeah.
If you talk to my naturopath, we have a whole big conversation about testosterone. We're going to take a short break because we have learned so much, right? We're going to take a short break. We come back. Both Susan Dolce Leon will be here. A modern approach to menopause, ending the stigma of midlife. And, you know, it's so important to really be talking about this and talking about, you know, what was the impact? What could be the impact? How does it affect your self-esteem? You know, what happens in the marketing of this, the selling points of this? You know, how quick are we to try to find a solution to this, but are bombarded with your favorite actress sitting on there talking about this, and you're thinking to yourself, okay, how is she talking about this, and how do I not know what she's talking about? Let's take a short break, everybody. She probably needs a jingle. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back with the show, A Modern Approach to Menopause. We're taking your questions, 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back.
Ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you live your best life. The Live the Good Life Show, connecting your physical and spiritual self. Every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find Sabrina at the Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Welcome to Light Body Wisdom with internationally known light body whisperer, Grace Holmes. She will make you laugh and yawn as you release lifetimes of trauma and begin to feel much lighter. Your divine gifts may be activated, allowing you to weave light into the fabric of the world. Are you ready to be your own light and shine? For more information about Grace, visit GraceGHolmes.com. That's Grace, GHOM.com.
Welcome back, everybody. This is so funny. Benny says, you ready? I said, born ready. I don't think anybody has been born ready for menopause. I'm just saying. Okay, just throwing that out there for a minute. But in other ways, yeah, Benny, born ready. And hey, everybody, joining me here today, two fabulous women, Susan Dolce, Leon Dyer. Look, before we just hop back into this and talk about one of my favorite topics, marketing. I love talking about marketing about anything. You know, I talk about the influence of it, and I talk about when influence crosses a line, and there's a line that influence can cross. It crosses the line of manipulation. It crosses the line of fear marketing. But when we're talking about this, you two have taken on a show together, and Susan, you know, you have a separate show. I want to talk about this because you both have come out boldly and said, we're going to talk about this stuff. We're going to have fun with it. Tell us about your show a little bit and how people can find out about it in each of you, because you've already made the decision to not go silence. Yeah. Susan, how do we find out about it?
Well, it is, the new show is called And That's When I Realized, The Truth in Comedy is Midlife, and we are the second and fourth Thursday at 1 Pacific, 4 Eastern. Is that right? I always get my time zones.
Yeah.
So bad about that. And, we just decided, first of all, the title of the show, And That's When I Realized, came from that, all of those deep conversations that we have when you hit to that point where you go, and then I realized, or and that's when I realized, you know that the good stuff's coming. Like, that's when the juicy stuff is going to come. And we want to talk about not just aging gracefully, but aging authentically. And all of the stuff that we didn't know, or we thought we had figured out by the time we hit 50, but we're so clueless about, menopause being one of them, and a whole host of other things, like raising, parenting adult children, and kind of like raising your parents, taking care of your elderly parents. And so we're going to cover all of those topics that usually are talked about in small circles and not on the air.
Right.
Yeah. Well, how the whole thing started is Susan and I get together every Friday and we just recap our week. And as two middle-aged women from two different parts, and we grew up differently, we kind of realized we have the same, we're hitting the same challenges. That why are we struggling still at the age of 56-ish, 56?
Youngsters.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
And that's a good question.
Right. Like, we thought, like, you go through your 20s and 30s, and you think, well, you go through high school, and you think, okay, phew, that learning experience is over. Now let me live. And then you go through your 20s and 30s. And then you hit your 50s, and you feel like, I'm still learning. Why am I not getting this? So that's what our talks kind of were about. Yeah. And we're like, we need to share this.
Yeah.
Because we're not the only ones feeling this.
You're not. And I love the way you both kind of do it because, you know, what was that tagline again for the show? Because this is Susan, right? Because if we are not having a funny moment about some of this, we are depressed. And honestly, I know what that's like. That's where I was before I dialed the wrong phone number, you know. But the tagline really gets to the core of how you two interact, right?
Yep. Truth in comedy is midlife. Because, like I said, you know, if you got to laugh at yourself. I mean, just can't take this all too seriously.
Look, let's talk about this because this is really fun to laugh at. It's not fun to think about, but it is really fun to laugh at. Marketing to menopause. Mm. Marketing to menopause. You know, Leon, when you were not here, the deal was I was so naive growing up. I mean, I really was. I'm still pretty. Linda will say I'm really one of the most naive people on the planet because if you said to me menopause was a green frog, I would be like, oh, okay. That's me. But not having information about this, not knowing what it was, let's talk about marketing. Because when I went through this at a young age, back on the East Coast, they put me through every HIV AIDS test on the planet because that's what they thought was going on. Seriously. I went through every test of that. Then I went through brain scans, right, until I went into the West Village and found a woman that worked with ERPS. So marketing has changed. We're now in a different marketing arena. Tell us about what marketing to menopause, what influence that has had on our knowledge, wisdom, and topic.
Well, let me start with a statistic again.
I love them. I love them.
And then Leon can fill in with how we're being marketed, too. But in the first segment when I said that there's going to be more, you know, women 65 than girls that are 18, that's 2030. What that also speaks to is that target market is a potentially a $600 $1 market. And from my personal experience, I see it coming at me from all angles. I see it in my Facebook feed. I see it in all the Instagram stuff. Like, yeah, I'm getting targeted for every supplement. I'll let Leo take it from there because we have a long list of things. It's like, oh, you're 65. It's not just the AARP card in the mail anymore.
Which, by the way, gives you discount coffee, so don't throw it out.
Right. Yeah. Thank you for that.
Yes. Just, you know, just keep that card. You don't even have to enroll. Once you hit, they know that you've hit that 50, 55 mark, you're starting to get them in the mail and Facebook and social media. Everything from how you're supposed to feel to what you're supposed to wear to all the remedies, whether they are scientific, spiritual, and some of these aren't even for people who are they're not hitting the needs of the people or the women that what they're going through. They're feeding on their fears of how they're feeling and what they're not feeling.
Yeah, a good example of that are those little eye lifter tapes.
Yes.
We were talking about that. They've got these little eyelid tapes that you, like, make your eyes, like, bigger. And it's like, yeah, it's and weight loss programs, metabolic stuff, because you've put on weight in menopause or if you're postmenopausal. And so, yeah, definitely targeting to fear.
Okay. 100%.
Okay, so let's talk about targeting to fear and what it looks like, because, you know, part of this is when we say the word fear, we think about Nightmare on Elm Street, Part 3. Actually, the original was the scariest movie by far I've ever seen, except for Jaws. Jaws kept me out of the water for a decade, maybe even longer. Nightmare on Elm Street had me just checking every aspect of my bed for, like, about 3 months. But that's what fear and menopause does. You know, it has the same effect. And, you know, when we're talking about fear, we're talking about very subliminal sometimes messaging. Uh-huh. That subliminal email you get. Uh-huh. Maybe you get it with somebody, I don't know, how should I say it, somebody that you recognize. And it's all about the glam of it. But these subliminal messages that are fear-based, they affect our self-esteem, ladies, don't they? I mean, we're talking about getting hits on a regular basis about you just not right, you're not enough. You're now that you're going through this, you're like a defect. I mean, I'm just being blunt.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, yeah, you feel invisible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is it from both of your perspectives, what is it that you are looking at when we're talking about this marketing and selling to women that works and some things that don't work? Is there anything about the way this is being marketed that works or doesn't work? And let me tell you what I mean. One of the greatest, I don't know, transitional moments for me was it Suzanne Summers? Benny will look it up for me. Came out with the whole bioidentical hormone thing.
Yeah, it was Suzanne Summers.
Yeah, okay. It was. Yeah.
And so that is a form of marketing, right? But what I found with that form of marketing, I got some information that I didn't have. I mean, you know, had I understood what we were talking about then, we would have been really way across the finish line. And that's why we talk about these things. I'm not really saying bioidentical hormones for everybody, but when I walked into my naturopath's office and thought I was going to get what, estrogen? And she said, honestly, this is so hard for anybody to believe, you do not have enough testosterone. And I thought to myself, but that's like a man thing. This is what I said to her. Because we're not doing marketing or information about this. Do you think Suzanne Summers and that kind of marketing, has that helped us at all? Leon, what do you think?
Oh, 100%. Because it opens up our minds to explore. We're not being fed one line. We're not being fed one pill. Or it gives you a chance to check in with yourself. Is, you know, to be true to yourself and to know exactly what you want for your body and how you want to live. So when we're sold, like, you know, like growing up, they only sold like one color of stockings. My mom wore nylons. Actually, it was two color. And my mother, so you had to fit into one of those two colors. And so when you're only fed or you're only given information in one category or one type, meaning, you know, 100%, this is what the pharmaceutical company says you must take, then everyone buys into that. Well, I must take it, and it's not working for me, so something's wrong with me. Mm-hmm. But when you, and for some women that works, but for the majority of people, we do not fit, nobody fits into the standard box. Nobody does, whatever that box is. So when Suzanne Somers came out with like, hey, look, this is what worked for me, and women can like, oh, that's exactly what I'm going through. Yes, that's what I'm going through. And then they can research it and they can find out more information rather than be told, this is all there is, take it or leave it.
Mm-hmm. I got to tell you, this is, I want to just throw this out there for a minute because we got to change the narrative. We have to change the narrative. And, you know, I know the three of us are talking, we've done our homework, we've done our research, we've bought the T-shirt, we've worn the T-shirt, and we're trying to burn the T-shirt for real. But we still have the baseball cap. The thing that I want to talk about when we come back is why we need to change the narrative and how the narrative is changing. And the reason I think this is important to talk about is because thing that we go through, it's a real thing. Everybody has different experiences with it. Like my stepmom, it was like, it's like nothing. Me, that presentation that I did to the board of directors, my first experience with that, and I'm wearing a shirt, and by the time I'm done, I'm telling you, I look like a football athlete. The whole hair had dropped, and back in the day, you had to do your hair, like, not like this. This is the hair today for me, but back in the day, I had, like, long hair. I probably had some makeup, the whole... Once upon a time, you wore pantyhose. That's a mess right
only
there.
Only two colors. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Only two colors, right?
I mean, you're right. Only two colors.
Right.
But this is really it, though. We have to have a changing narrative, but we also have to help. When, you know, I work with young women. I work with women of all ages. But when I'm working with young women, what I've realized I had to do is I had to create a new narrative because they don't have my experience. Some of the things are known and not. But in the groups that I work with, you say menopause, and the reaction is, I am going to die before I go through that. When we come back, we need to talk about how we got to help this stuff and what's available now that wasn't. You know, just because your mama went through something like that, and you know, you're tired of how cranky your mama was because she could not sleep at night. There's a new narrative. It doesn't change who you are. It doesn't change your self-worth. I don't care what commercial, but, you know, honestly, limit yourself to two-color pantyhose, and please, God forbid, you get these pantyhose that have some design in it. Today, the women of today are bold.
Yeah.
They're getting full or half-sleeve tattoos. I just saw Jessica's new tattoo. They are bold. They're not afraid to, like, wear their stuff. What is it? Wear their stuff on their sleeve, literally, like a sleeve. But that boldness, as bold as we're seeing, that boldness can get crushed by something we're calling menopause. And by the way, if this is for women, why do we call it menopause? Let's take a short break, everybody. Susan's got to talk about it. Why isn't it womenopause? Is that just not sexy enough? Womenopause. No, it's menopause. Let's take a short break. Benny, maybe you have to go through it. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Miss Independence, Miss Self-Defense, Miss Keep Your Distance.
Learn how to lead a happier life on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. How to lose to gain it all. Join Brittany every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Listen as coach and healer Brittany Miles shares stories that teach you about surrender. For more information about Brittany, MilesToGoCoaching.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365DailyHustle.com.
Tune into Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday of the month at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Join Susan and her guests as they share the stories that shift our souls about radical transformation, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. For more information, go to TransformationTalkRadio.com or visit Susan's website at SusanDolce.com.
Feeling stuck? Journey into a new exciting reality today. Join Coach Christine Clark as she helps you forge the life you desire through processes that shape, hone, refine, elasticize, and transform you. Go beyond the curve and call in your unique destiny. Tune into the show, Forging a Life, live every fourth Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To work with Christine, visit SunglowTransformation.com.
That's it. Let's talk about it. Hey, listen, everybody. We're talking about the thing. The thing is a modern approach to menopause, ending the stigma of midlife. And it's really important. This is the big one. This is a big conversation. It's not that stigma doesn't happen like before. It's like when you move into this beautiful phase, and indigenous people love this phase. It is so celebrated, right? But here in the United States, when you start to move into menopause, what happens with that is people look at you sideways. You know, you're really in an air-conditioned space, and all of a sudden you're dripping, you know, you're dripping wet, right? I've read two amazing women who have taken really the tough conversations on. Susan Leon, before we kind of get into this and we talk about this, and Susan, you're going to tell me why menopause isn't womenopause. How do people listen to your show? Let's get people to tune in, to really engage with you and have a little fun with this.
Yeah, we're really excited about this show. We've been talking about it for a long time, so now it's finally reality. And you can find us on Transformation Talk Radio the second and fourth Thursday at 1 Pacific, 4 Eastern. I don't get that mixed up.
Yeah.
And then also on TTR's Facebook page. We're live there too. So.
And we got a lot more coming with some of the stuff we're doing here. You know, look, we're
you
talking about
You want to know why it's menopause?
I do, because, I mean, seriously, when I first heard the word, it didn't dawn on me until about 3 years after that it really wasn't for my dad.
Yeah. The minute I say it, you're going to go, oh, yeah.
Here we go.
I'm going to mess up the French part, but it's menses. Pauseri or something, the Pauseri. Like, I forget the name of the doctor who came up with it. He was like, it was like in the late 1800s, I believe. So menses, it's your menstrual cycle. So your menstrual cycle is pausing. Your menses is pausing. And that's why it's menopause and not womenopause.
Okay, love it.
I had a snarky comment to that. If you want to know, I think it's just a pause for men. We're pausing from men during that time. That's my...
And you know, isn't that so true?
It is.
Isn't that so true?
Yeah.
You know, part of this is you know, the marketing piece of this would have us create a narrative that really doesn't represent the truth mm-hmm. of things. Although there are some marketing aspects that will get us information that we truly need. You know, we're talking also about health and well-being. And so when we're moving into this place, let's talk about the healthy role models, the new narratives, what women are coming up and doing. I got to tell you, you guys are going to want to interview Barbara when we get ready to launch her show, because she will talk to you about not only the ageless aspect of life, but she doesn't even mention it. She's entering a bikini swimsuit contest, and she's older than you two. And I want to say,
Barbara,
but yeah. That's what I'm saying. Isn't this part of changing the narrative?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't this part of being bold? You know, and so what if I want to get a half sleeve Samoan tattoo? So what? But how are you ladies helping us change the narrative? What is the new narrative? How do we begin that conversation? And what are some of your role models? Who wants to go? Raise your hand.
Ooh.
Y'all? Oh, Susan? Okay.
I'll go. Because you can't really see, but I will say I started growing out my gray with the pandemic, and I'm blessed to only, I call it my glitter.
Oh.
It's like strand. But, I think I just want to start with that, and then I know Leon's got some role models to talk about too, but I'm also wearing bright red lipstick today because Helen Mirren says that wear all the bright red lipstick you want, ladies, in your women of a certain age, because it brightens your face. And I have to say, since I've started wearing brighter lipstick, I have to agree with her. So she is definitely one of my favorite role models to age gracefully. And just one more thing about that, too, is that even L'Oreal, like they've got Helen Mirren and I think Judi Dench, too, that have become spokespeople, role model or models for L'Oreal. And so even the beauty industry is beginning to understand that we're not going to, we don't need the makeup of the 20-something, but we mm-hmm. still want to feel beautiful, and we don't want to be invisible. Just because we crossed over into, like, middle age doesn't mean that we're old hags and we don't want to be seen and feel beautiful in our skin.
Well, I also think we're changing the narrative on what beauty looks like.
Yeah.
Like you, yeah. I have to say, one of my favorite people that I love to hear and how they're walking into this age is Ellen DeGeneres, because I think she's so beautiful, but she doesn't fit, well, she does to me, I mean, she does, but what we would categorize as a middle-aged, beautiful woman owning her own beauty, it would have been someone like Jane Fonda and she doesn't fit into that mode. Now, both women are incredibly gorgeous, and both women, I would love to follow their footsteps in different ways. But Ellen is like, yeah, I'm wearing Keds, and this is how I look, and... Yeah. And Jane Fonda, she is, I don't want to say ancient, but I mean, she is, what, in her 70s?
No.
Okay. How old is Jane Fonda? Up higher.
Yeah. So,
but look, she looks incredible.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, when you're talking about Jane Fonda, you're talking about Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin getting together and creating a hit series that all of us are like, why are you going to stop it? Why are you going to stop doing that? I mean, when I think about that role model that you're talking about, and I take these two ladies, I think about you two and doing the show, because you two are the show version of that television series. I mean, think about the time. Do you guys watch that? What is it? Frankie Grace or something?
Yeah,
Frankie. Right?
Yeah.
If you watch that, you were stunned at some of the things they talked about. I mean, they went and started a vibrator business. And so these are the things that are changing the narrative, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's so wonderful about that. But boy, how do we learn? Susan, how do we learn this?
How do we learn what exactly? How do we learn,
how to step into a new narrative that is empowering, that is bold, where we don't think about the fact that, my gosh, I'm going through a sweating moment and therefore I'm not enough.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That thing, that not enough thing. Because that's what happens to women in menopause, right? They go from this to this and they think, I'm not that anymore. One of the women that I work with said, I'm defective, said that to me. Her husband said she was defective. She was now defective. And that's the extreme outward voice of it. And you know what? The good news is he was that bold in saying it, because the next day she filed for divorce and she's so happy now. That's the good news about that.
Yeah. I think there's a couple things that, and I think part of it would come naturally, because one of the things I learned when I crossed over into 50 was the not giving a shabib about what people think anymore. I'm not going to, you know, care about their opinions and their judgments. And it was really, really liberating. And so I think that has to be one of the first steps, is just to realize that everybody has an opinion, and in some ways their opinions are none of your business, and that to feel good in your skin, it's about health, it's about self-confidence, it's about also finding your purpose. I think when we get to this age, we almost are driven to find our purpose and to kind of leave our legacy. Yeah.
Can we talk about that narrative, ladies? I want to skip the break. Can we talk about that? This is really the epic new narrative for women. And I don't know, but I do think going through menopause, because when I went through menopause at an early age, by the time I hit 40, I was already seeing my corporate life as, I ain't staying out of integrity. I'm not staying here. I mean, honestly, you know, that's what it did. But I didn't put it together till later on in life, where I realized something was changing within me. And if you ever hear me do a show about that experience, and I'm not going to get into it now, I explain it as an alien. I say an alien took over my body one day. And I looked in the mirror in my giant house with the 5 acres and the dog and the cars and the hot tub. And I was on my way out in this beautiful tile foyer with the double doors, and there's a mirror. And I looked in the mirror on my way to work in my big, fat corporate job in HR. And I looked in the mirror, and I was unrecognizable to myself. I mean, I had all the pantyhose, the whole thing. But is that the moments we're talking about, when women get to that point where there's something about them that's no longer working, but they just don't know what the next step is? Because, Susan, you talk about purpose. Isn't this part of this change?
Yeah. And I'm going to let Leon field this one, because she works with women kind of in this capacity, in getting them to change their narratives.
Change our narrative.
Yeah.
Because we have to start doing this now and helping each other with this.
Yeah, I work with women too, so they can feel their worth physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And I think for so long, I know for me personally and the clients I've had, we buy into a narrative that's not really us. We buy into the narrative that we are supposed to be something to someone, and it doesn't click with us. And I think we have to, whether it's menopause, for me it was cancer. For me it was an aggressive breast cancer at a young age that rocked my world. It kind of set me on and allowed me to get out of what I call a shipwreck moment of my life, to fall into, wait a minute, I am worthy
to do what I need to do here. We're all put here, and this is a spiritual moment, but we are all put here to serve in some way. And when we're not connecting to that, we feel friction. So the moment that we start to be like, whoa, wait a minute, there's something else, that's we're acknowledging that friction, that we're not here doing what we're supposed to serve. So, I mean, Dr. Pat, you're probably one of the busiest people I know. And yet you show up all the time with a smile and you're giving because you're filling your purpose. And I loved my job as a teacher, but it got to the point where I knew that wasn't what I was supposed to be doing. And so when we find that purpose, and sometimes it takes, you know, the universe gives us really what we're asking for. I didn't have a bad menopause. I'm sorry, ladies, I didn't. I walked through that one with ease. However, cancer was hard.
And yeah.
So for me, that was my moment.
Yeah.
And I think we're given, and so as we're going through, we're raising our kids and we're going through corporate America and it's not fitting, it doesn't fit right. You know, like we get these moments. So for many women, Susan, and menopause is that like, wait a minute, you know, what's happening here? And it kind of sets us back to acknowledge I'm worthy to do what I'm supposed to be doing, to feel the way I want to feel, to look. I don't care. Well, I do sometimes. I don't care that I'm not fitting into the clothes I used to fit into. If I can feel sexy in whatever size, whatever outfit, okay, I'm good. Show up. And it's finding your worth, or it's acknowledging that you are worthy to be here to do your purpose. And that's, I think, when the game starts.
This is really for us. We're all talking about menopause for a minute, but we're also talking about, let's call it a new guidance system for women. And, you know, I love the whole GPS analogy, but I love the guidance system because you both are out there talking about it. People will be able to engage and are engaging, and you're taking on the talks, right? And what I love about this and what we're talking about in role models and references is we're looking around the world and we're looking at people that just phenomenal role models, Michelle Obama, right? You know, when you think about not crushing under pressure or, I mean, you just look and say, how did you learn it? How did you do it? And isn't that part of why you both are doing the show? You know, aren't you inviting folks to rise up? You know, and yet there's a little fun to this. You know, there really is some fun to this. And you know, part of the fun is funny where you think to yourself, oh, my God, I'm having an event, a menopause event. And I'm going to really make one last reference about this. There is no way, ladies, that you, if you're in the middle of what we call a hot flash, that you are going to get any form of any kind of pantyhose on. God forbid you try to put those skinny jeans on.
Well,
right?
Let's try Spanx.
I sent an email to Spanx once, and I said, can you please create a zipper form? I was like, come on, people. You know, like, but tell me, let's talk about what your vision is. You know, Susan, look, you've been really out there. You've been looking, and you're saying, look, we've got to do something with conscious parenting. I mean, you're, like, out there. Both of you are out there now. But you are out there with the message. You know, I want to know what is inspiring you as you move forward with your shows. What's inspiring each of you to get up, take this on again, right? Because we're all busy. What is it that taught you that said, man, I got to fire up my passion? Susan and then Leon.
Well, with the Awakened Parent Project, which is also on the network, that's the first and third Tuesday at 3 Eastern. I can say that because I know that for sure. Noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. This has been my passion. I mean, I am so excited about this show. And for me, it's a parent-centric focused show. We're talking about how does a parent self-regulate? How does the parent come into a better understanding of a relationship with their child? It's about building connection. It's about communication. And the reason I am so passionate about this is it's for the children. It's for the children. Because our planet is in a crisis, and the future generations that are coming in are going to be the ones that are going to pave the way for repair and to heal the damage that's been done. And so we need environments, we need families, we need parents that are equipped to raise the change makers.
That's so important, isn't it?
Yeah.
So important. Young, what are you doing? Are you fired up right now?
I'm crying up. That was so beautiful to me.
It was so beautiful.
So I'm like, I can't go be after that. I just, as I go through, I'm in this, like what I call the sandwich. I'm the double stuff of a cookie. I have children and I have parents. And I have a marriage and I have a husband and I have a business. And yet I'm going back to the work because that's kind of my thing. For a very long time, I did not feel worthy. I was chasing that worthy carrot. And because I wasn't feeling it and I didn't have the confidence and I couldn't find my voice, even though everyone would tell you I spoke out, it really wasn't my voice. I am very openly an emotional eater, and I hid behind food. That was my crutch. And I see women falling into this same pattern. And it may not be food. It may be shopping. It may be gaming. It may be all these other things. But they're hiding. They're hiding behind who they truly, truly want to be. And I want to help them, and I want to inspire them to, you know, yes, these challenges as that double stuffed Oreo can, you know, these difficulties can be raising our adult children or parenting our adult children and raising our parents now in the elderly stages. All of these triggers that we had that brought us here of not feeling worthy, of, you know, deciding to eat that chocolate cake because we just can't handle any more pressure. It's all still there. And I so want to help women just to be okay with who they are right now, this very second, while they're going through these journeys. And
you too, I don't know about the timing, Leon, but okay, like COVID-19, you two must have got a hot button that went on that said, we got to do this now, because both of y'all must have seen something, right? I mean, whatever it is, I'm grateful that you did.
Well, like Leon said in the beginning, it was through the pandemic that we made a commitment to each other. Every Friday at 4:00, we would meet, come, you know, rain or shine, we were going to do it, or I should say power outages, we were going to be there. And it was in those conversations that we were like, you know, these are important conversations, and we'd like to have these same talks with more people, spread the word.
Let's take a moment. I have a quote. Linda just walked something in the room for me, and I want to make sure that people know how to find out about you, Susan, about you, Leon. So let's take care of that first. Please give them websites. Please give them places to go. You know, for people that want to work with you individually, please let them know how to do that. Each of you do that. Susan, would you go first, and then Leon, and then I want to read what Linda brought in.
You can find me at susandolce.com. I have a couple of different coaching packages over there, and in about 6 weeks, I'm going to be also offering parent coaching.
And I am at leondyer.com, and you can get all my social media links right there. And I have a free opt-in gift right now, which will help you. It's called The Journey, The Roadmap to Love. So.
And Leon is L-E-O-N-E, as my relatives would say, Leone.
Leone, yes.
Here's what Linda brought in. Linda rarely comes in the middle of the show and do anything. They leave me alone, like here. But you brought this in. May I read it? The Henry Miller quote. The moment one gives close attention to anything, it becomes a mysterious, awesome, incredibly magnificent world in itself. That's what you two are doing. That's what you're doing.
Thank you.
This is Linda's gift to both of you and your gift to the world.
Thanks,
I can't
Linda.
Thank
you
enough.
Yeah, I know. We'll put that on our tagline. That was good.
Thank you, ladies, for doing something that so many people really need. Thank you for helping all of us rise up and become the people we were meant to be.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program, and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
And good Thursday to you. Benny Mathers here for a look at your Alternative Talk AM 1150 traffic update for around this hour. Over on I-90 westbound at the I-5, it looks like around milepost number 2, a recent incident pressures blocking most of the lanes in that area. DOT crews and State Patrol are en route. 405 southbound at the HOV off-ramp to I-5 northbound right there at the collector. Another collision pressure blocking the ramp there. DOT crews are on the scene. Stay tuned for another hour of the Transformation Talk Radio Network. This time, the Dr. Pacho Talk Radio to Thrive By and Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. Stay tuned.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. President Biden is in Florida today at the site of the 12-story high-rise that collapsed a week ago.
I have the power, and we'll know shortly to be able to pick up 100% of the cost.
During the briefing, Biden said he wanted officials to tell me what you need. DeSantis said, we've had no bureaucracy issues in dealing with the federal government. The president and First Lady Jill Biden are expected to meet with first responders in Surfside, the town near Miami Beach, where the tragedy happened early last Thursday, killing at least 18 people. The first couple will also meet with families of the victims. Ousted GOP conference chair Liz Cheney says she's honored to serve on the select committee on the January 6th Capitol attack. The Wyoming Republican said Congress is obligated to investigate the most serious attack on our Capitol since 1814. She argued the panel will hold those responsible accountable in a nonpartisan manner. The Supreme Court says charities do not have to disclose names of their biggest donors to California state regulators. News legal analyst Pete Williams says there's a reason why California lost the case.
The state just doesn't have a very good need to have this. It very seldom uses this data to actually investigate fraud. If it suspects fraud, it can actually subpoena the charities for a list of the donors.
The ruling was 6-3 with the court's three liberal justices dissenting. The main challenger was conservative group Americans for Prosperity, which is backed by billionaire Charles Koch. California argued it gathered the information to help detect the use of charities committing financial fraud. There could be a new wave of coronavirus in Europe. The World Health Organization says infections jumped 10% last week. The organization warned that the Delta variant could be the predominant strain of the virus in Europe by August. TikTok users are being granted more time to make content. The social media company announced it will allow users to post videos up to 3 minutes long. Right now, TikTok users can only record videos that last up to 1 minute. TikTok says they'll roll out the update to all users over the coming weeks. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
Well, let's go ahead and take a look now for Alternative Talk weather outlook for Thursday. Well, some patchy drizzle this morning. Yes, I said drizzle after the earlier hot start to the week. Those clouds will part to partly sunny skies by this afternoon and high temperatures around 74, 75 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, low temperatures dropping down to about 62. For Friday and the 4th of July weekend, more sunshine expected and high temperatures are on the rise in the mid-80s. Clear skies through the overnight, lows in the low 60s.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. It's coming up right next to you.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Yo, everybody, welcome. What would you do if you knew you could not fail? But I'll tell you what. Today, Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, is joining us here. Here is what I love about this. We are getting ready to talk about how our angels can assist us in emotional stability, how they can assist us in emotional stability. If you listen to the last hour, I ended the show with Susan Dolce and Leone Dyer. You know, these are two women that have come out and said, we're going to take on the issues. We're going to really support women. We're going to help women go through, you know, what we call midlife. And everybody has a different view of midlife. And so we ended that show with this. Linda brought this in. And it's a quote, and I probably should turn this over to Jamie so she could put it up. It's this one by Henry Miller. The moment one gives a close attention to anything, it becomes a mysterious, awesome, and incredibly magnificent world in itself. So the moment one gives close attention to anything. And what I love about that is when we are going through the days in our lives, we will get a hiccup. Maybe something will show up that just takes us a little bit off our game. Or maybe we're focused on something emotionally that's not really helpful or not really showing us anything. Today, Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, who has been working with people all over the world and is someone, when we look at the body of work she does, whether you're working with her on full readings, whether you're reading her books, all of that has to do with this international author, this speaker, this coach, and she is a prosperity coach. Brings in angelic wisdom. She has this unique connection, which we've talked about a lot in 18 years, with angels. And so when you listen today, you're going to be able to call into the show. If you haven't received who your personal angels are, you're going to get them. If you have a question, you can ask it. It's very, 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 very cool. And when you're looking at this, even if you don't know what you don't know, you'll be able to do it. 1-800-930-2819 throughout the hour today. 1-800-930-2819. Get in line to connect with your angels. Sue, it's great to have you here.
Today in the Chicagoland area. As soon as I'm off the radio, I'm going out.
Are you?
Yes. It's beautiful.
Glad you haven't gotten the heat wave yet.
No.
I don't know if you will get it.
No, I don't think so. I think it's the east and west, and it's
hit
us this time anyway.
Yeah. Look, today we're talking about emotional stability. I want to just kind of ask you, you know, you're the author of several books, international bestseller. You know, we're coming off of, you know, what some people call 18 months. Basically, we're looking at 2 years of going through something that we didn't expect. And, you know, just the words emotional sets us into a pace that we don't know. Let's talk about emotional stability from your point of view. And what are some of the ways your clients are showing up that you've been able to help them through angel guidance?
Okay. Well, it was a shock to everyone's system. I mean, we're social beings, and when we can't interact, and the interesting thing that I'm getting now, and you might be interested in hearing about that, is people who, for one reason or another, can't get the shot, the vaccination, mm-hmm. and how they're being, you know, social distance. I mean, more than that, what should I say? Ignored, told that they can't come to family.
Excluded.
What's the word?
Excluded. They're being excluded.
That's what thank you. That's what I'm looking for. And some are, you know, I don't want to be your friend anymore.
Yes.
That's what the latest has been more of, which is interesting.
Yes.
And there are some who, for one reason or another, cancer therapy or whatever it happens to be, or just freedom of choice, whatever their issue is, don't want the vaccination. It's none of these anti-vaxxers type situation. It's just for one reason or another, they can't do it.
Yeah.
So that's one thing. But coming off of a period of time, it's hard to get back to being with people. It's hard to get back to the old routine, things that were so routine to you, and going to work. A lot of that's another thing. The people who've been working from home, they don't want to go back to work. Most of them don't. It's they've gotten used to it. They don't have to dress up. They don't have to get up as early. They don't have to drive through traffic because we're in Chicago. That's one thing. But the emotional stability is integrating back into society where you were, surrounded by people. If that helps. Does that answer the question?
Yeah, and I'm so glad you brought it up. I talked about this on air the other day, and it was a survey that was done, and they're studying the impact of whether or not we should continue to provide people with extra weekly add-ons to unemployment. So everybody's doing these studies, and they're following, and they're watching it. And there was a couple of really interesting stories, but they came out of the Midwest. And one of them was in Missouri, and, I believe it was Missouri, where they said, and a lot of the states are doing this, our state, I think, we're not providing any extra unemployment here, but I would have to fact check that. Benny could do that for me. But this particular thing was an argument that in the United States Senate, back and forth, and they're like, no, we're not going to give them any additional unemployment. And so that's going to be the incentive to get people back to work. Right? But it's not. And so what, Sue, you just said was people are now evaluating and reevaluating their lives and where they are. And it doesn't matter what age. And what they found in this study was that they cut the extra $300 and hotel industry, which is desperately hurting, tried to hire back the 40 staff members to get back into work and open up. And do you know the results of that effort? Zero people. And they thought about this and they said, we don't get it. You're not getting the extra 300, or you're not getting it. Why aren't you coming back to work? This was brilliant. So this had to be an angel intervention, Sue?
Yeah.
The results. Here's what the angels must have
done. Robin is the angel of socialization. And we don't talk about her much because it hasn't been an issue until last year, social contact. So Robin, but also I think Blake, the angel of comfort, the comfort level.
Well, let me get you a prosperity angel, Uriel, right?
Yes, correct.
Here's what they did. Somebody must have been tapped by the light or the sword of Uriel. Because what happened with that was they looked at this and said, we got to do something different. So they raised the minimum wage to like 13, and they added benefits. And according to this study, within a morning, those 40 seats were filled again.
Ah, okay.
So aren't we looking at, this emotional, let's just call it emotional stability, emotional instability. But are we also seeing, Sue, that in this energy, this benevolent energy, aren't we also seeing people understanding the value of who they are in the world, what's important to them in life, and not settling? You know what I mean?
Yes. Absolutely.
What are you seeing with your clients now? I always ask you that question because I'm always intrigued. Every month it's something different, right? But usually you pick a topic based on what you're seeing. And I want to ask you, we're not talking about the level of pain people are in much.
So the reason I picked emotional stability is because people have trouble, coming back to neutral. Something happens and you're jolted, a bill gets raised, or your taxes go up, or someone yells at you that shouldn't have, or whatever, and you start to spiral down. And how do you stop that and raise yourself back up? That's what I thought about emotional stability. I think people have a certain amount of issues that are going to come up. Mother Teresa that says everybody?
Mother Teresa.
Yeah, everybody has 94 problems. It's just how you deal with those 94 problems.
Yeah.
I don't know where she came up with 94, but and so I'm thinking, how do we get back to normal so that we can deal with them? Because as these things hit you, you go down into your child ego state. You go down into, oh, this happened to me when I was 7, and you get that bad feeling, or mom did this, and you get that bad feeling. And then how do you come back up? How do you stop and come back to the age you're at now so you can think more logically? And that's what I meant by emotional stability.
Mm-hmm. I think, Sue, for today, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, I would love to know the array of angels that are ready to help. Because when we're talking about emotional stability, right, it's really multidimensional. And it's an interesting word. Let's talk about it when we come back. When we talk about emotional stability, what do we really mean? Yesterday, if you watched the show that Carrie Knudsen and I did, talking about the new normal and talking about the fact that as humans, are we really ever in a normal state? But what is this emotional stability about? You know, what is it that we need to learn or bring to the table or understand more about? We're going to take a short break and we come back more with Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. But do you actually know who your angels are? Do you want to know what the angel message is for you? Has something happened to you recently that is just so mysterious but painful for you that you want to get some relief on? Because we need to be able to move forward. How do we do that? How do we take the moment that we give that close attention to something we really love? How do we do that and have it be an incredibly magnificent world in itself? We can do it with angels. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back. Are you ready to find out who you really are? Are you ready to have fun and listen to the soul part of yourself? Indulge in a deeper meaning with Laura Goldstein, host of Coffee with the Universe. This show will awaken that true self hidden deep within you and will get you energized on who you were created to be. So go ahead, grab your cup of joe and experience Coffee with the Universe with Laura Goldstein on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat. Hey, are you loving Shades of Spirit Radio? Well, mark your calendar. Shades of Spirit goes live in a new time slot every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Yeah, you heard that right. Psychic medium Jamie and Spirit Walker Nicole, 5 p.m. every Wednesday. Live readings, giveaways, oracle cards, and lots of fun. So be there. Call into the show at 1-800-930-2819 and visit ShadesOfSpirit.com.
Welcome to Soul Activation Podcast, a world-class broadcast of insight and inspiration with the renowned healer and coach, Suzanne Alexandria. In this series, she dives deep into the magical sea of you, to the place in you that's ready to activate. Tune in live every second and fourth Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey,
take the power of essential oil healing to the next level with the Essential Light Insight Deck, containing 61 oracle cards. Each card holds a painting and message that captures the spirit of an essential oil. By drawing a card, you'll illuminate the spiritual healing capacity of plants and transform your day. For more information about the Essential Light Insight Deck and Gen Ripa, visit thriveology.com.
Delete that, Benny, from social media. You have to delete that from YouTube. We can't have Kramer hearing that. Welcome back, everybody. 1-800-930-2819. We'd love to hear from you. Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, and we're going to go to the phones right now. We are taking your calls. But, Sue, before we do, it's always important for people to know how to get a hold of you, what you do, how you do it, all of the above. Tell everybody about that.
Okay. So if you would like to get to my website, it's theangellady.net, N-G-E-L-L-A-D-Y.net. And my 800 number, I don't like to give it out early in the show because then they get confused. So I'll do that at the end of the show. I'll give you my 800 number. All right. And what I do is I help you move forward. What is your life's purpose? Who are your angels? How can you make more money, be happier, be healthier? What is it that's missing? Where are your blocks? How do you relieve your blocks? I have such an incredible, easy way to discover blocks and release them so that you can move forward and you don't have negativity following you. So that's basically what I do. You can have a session with me. Actually, if you buy the Dr. Pat special, which I do just for Dr. Pat listeners, and you get one half hour, you pay for one half hour, and the second half hour is no charge. So you get two for the price of one. And a lot can be done. The angels work fast because they know exactly what you need and how to do it. And a lot can be done in those 2 half hours. So I think that's about it. I also have my books are on Amazon now, and Dr. Pat, there's 2 books that Amazon has in paperback now, and then also on Kindle and Nook. The second one, Angel First Aid, RX for Excellence, is on Nook, Barnes & Noble, and it's also on Kindle. And then Angel First Aid, RX for Miracles, second edition, is on Kindle and available through Amazon. So I'm just working pretty exclusively through Amazon now. It's easy for me, and they do a great job. I am amazed at the great job they do on the books. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's the books. It's the way that they get things to people quickly, because that's the world we're living in right now. You know, we're living in that world where you and I are committed to helping people. Talk about that. Let's go to the phones, Benny.
All right, we'll take Eliza, who's calling in from the Shoreline area. Hi, Eliza.
Hi, Eliza. How are you today?
Oh, I'm just, really good. I'm glad to know that you're still hosting the Angel Lady. I have a little question.
18 years.
Can you hear me?
18 years Sue has been here with us.
Yes, I know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
how
cool.
Can we help
you
today?
Well, so I have a question about I'm in the midst of trying to make a change in my work from one field to another, but it's back into a field that I'm already experienced in. And I wanted to know, I don't know if it's something you can do, but I just kind of wanted to get a read on how this job is resonating with, you know, at least getting, you know, an interview. It's something that I'm super qualified for, but it's just really competitive. And I would love to have the job for a lot of reasons. It's just a good all-around energy-wise, it's just a good job. a good fit, and I have submitted a complete application, all the stuff I added, and then I have reached out and sent letters to a couple people that I sort of know in a department to express my interest.
Okay.
So I don't know if there's something else I should do or, like, you know, just keep holding space in the universe. But, I mean, it's not like, it's not an easy job, but it's definitely something that would be way up my alley in the field that I'm in. Because the work I do, like, has a very, like, could have a very administrative sort of boring side to it, really hard to do, and then it could have a sort of more creative side, which is what this is.
Dr. Pat?
What do you got, Sue?
Yeah, I could hear some. I couldn't hear all. She would fade in and out. So I know it's about her job, but I didn't get a lot of the information.
Yeah, Eliza, one of the things that I heard you say is you've been applying. You've been doing everything that is textbook, really, right? Did I get that right? You're applying, you're networking, you're doing those things, right?
Yeah.
What's in your, can I ask you a question? What's in your heart?
Well, that's a good question. I've been contemplating this for a while. I mean, I have things that I would really like to do, but I'm a little confused about where to go. And right now I kind of need to get out of what I'm in right now. Like I'm doing something now that has been okay, but it's way too tiring for me. It's like, it's physically not good. I've sort of had enough, and I really want to get back into this other field that I have experience in and sort of move forward. And I feel like this job would be a really good place to begin that, because I would want and be able to stay in it for a while. And I really need stability, and I feel like wow, stability in something creative. It's working in a situation that provides, a creative programming for communities and things. I just really kind of jog around it. Are you hearing this or no?
Yeah, I'm hearing you loud and clear. I'm not sure why Sue's not hearing it, but you're really jiving around it. It sounds like, you know, this is an opportunity that fills your heart. This is really, you've looked at this. You're so clear. Can I just say that to you? You're just wonderfully clear about this. You know, congratulations on that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've been applying for a number of years now, and so I feel like I'm getting closer to that place of clarity around, you know, maybe a good match.
Okay.
Can I interject here? Because I'm getting messages.
Wait for you to jump in. Yeah.
I'm getting messages from the angels. So basically, it's not how many times you apply. It's not how many places you go. It's more about your vibration, because like attracts like. And so if you're holding on to the things that need to be cleared, the path on the energy of money comes in through your head, goes down through your chest, comes out through your solar plexus, gathers more, comes in again, and that's the circle. And if you have blocks you're holding on to, they're like rocks in a river, they're holding back your circle. And to me, it's what I think we need to do together, and I was going to offer you a gift certificate because I think, you know, you're somebody who could really gain some perspective from it. And then we could work on this and work it through. As soon as we lift you up, more miracles are going to open and more opportunities are going to show up. And actually, I hear you'll have a choice at some time, a couple of different things that'll come up for you.
How does that sound?
So as far as this one goes, I guess I should just hold back and wait.
Why don't you just call me later today? I'll give you my number now. And 800-323-1790. 800-323-1790. Why don't you just call me later today, and then we'll talk it out and see what we're going to do.
Yeah, and can I make a comment to you? Can we shift a little bit right now, if you don't mind, in this moment? Because I want to just back up a little bit from something you said. You know, here's what I'm going to leave you with, and then go ahead and work with Sue. When you have something in your heart, and when you are so clear as you are, one of the things you don't want to do is hold back. You don't want to hold back. You want to be so fully engaged and moving forward so that the universe can allow for things to come in to tell you. And when you give it hold back energy, what it says is, oopsie, Pat didn't really want that. So I want you to just flip that around until you can talk to Sue. You know what I mean? Even if you don't take any action, you just don't want to have that, I want to hold back, right? You want to bring this thing to your Liza, right?
So it seems like I'm holding back or something. Yeah, there.
Yeah, because you said it. And I was like, wait a minute. This is like, it's in your heart.
Yeah, this feels really right for where, I mean, there's definitely more things I could do in my life, like, you know, that are higher energy. But I think that they would take time to develop. And so I'm sort of seeing this as a two-part thing. Like, you know,
exactly.
Make a move, get something that really works for me rather than having to do a job that's like, you know, entering data, which I don't want to do. And I just don't, you know, I have other things, like more spiritual things that I'd love to do.
Yeah.
So I will go ahead and take your advice, and I really super thank you for holding this space.
Yeah, I'm going to hold the space for you. And by the way, let me just tell you, you have the ability to do it all. See, this is the thing that happens to us sometimes is we have a focus and we don't realize that if we just tell the universe that this is how we want this to go, please give us the resources to do it. It shows up. I mean, I don't want to take a lot of time talking about it, but my first year of school, and I went to school in California, and I lived in Seattle, and that was a shock to me. But after my first year, I picked up the phone, and I called a consulting agent that did career development for me after my downsizing. And I called them, and I said, dude, do you have anything? And he said, well, I don't know if I can pay you, but I got this job at Snohomish County PUD. And what happened with that is I was holding the space for something. I was holding the space to see, you know, how can I earn some money and go to school? I was holding that space. And what the universe did, really weird, is when you hold the space, it just starts to move stuff around for you. So I go on this gig for the summer, Snohomish County PUD. Then I'm getting ready to go back to school. And Agnes McGovern, who is the general manager or something over there, says to my boss, she can't go back to school. She's got to finish work in here. And what did the universe do?
Yeah.
Think about this. I'm going to leave you with this. I did nothing but held the space. My boss says, I'm going to fly you to Claremont every week. And I thought, well, I don't know how my schedule is going to work that out, dude. It's like I got, like, classes I'm taking. I got to teach down there. Do you know for the next 4 years, never a conflicting schedule. He flew me down there. He paid for, honestly, it was just the most bizarre thing. Flew me down there. Alaska Airlines was going directly to Ontario. Flew me down there. 2 days a week of school. Flew me back 3 days of working. Not a single conflict, even with teaching. That's what I'm trying to say to you. Hold the space for it. And,
yeah,
you know, that MD-80 plane to Ontario in the morning with breakfast, I got down there, got my rented car, and went to school. So, Eliza, hold the space.
Okay. Yeah, okay, great. Yeah, I will. Yeah, it's been hard, but I will definitely do that, and I'll
okay.
Well,
borrow my faith. Borrow my faith in you. You can borrow my faith in you, okay?
Thank you so much. Yeah.
All right, rock on. Thank you so much. Let's take a short break, Benny, Jamie, and we'll be right back. So you didn't give her angels. You better do that when we come back.
All the things you are and all the things you mean to me. When I find myself in need and bed.
Mind to Heart with me, Craig Richardson, carves a pathway from your mind to your heart to activate that innate compass to overcome whatever life sends your way. As an intuitive life coach, I am ready to guide you to an amazing life. Tune in live every second and fourth Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about me, visit CraigERichardson.com.
Are you feeling the complexity of life? Do you feel that urge to step into something greater? Tune in to Nailed It Radio. Find your simplicity within your complexity with me, life coach Carrie Nail. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com to discover what it means to use your full power to be the best version of yourself. Imagine stepping into the energy of saying yes to yourself and knowing you've nailed it. For more information about me, visit CarrieNail.com.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind. Anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss every first Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
Patricia McMahon, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia, and I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore earth guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
In a roundabout of dysfunction, stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Storm. The Angel Lady is in the house. We're taking your calls, 1-800-930-2819. And Eliza, we didn't do or give you your angels or also talk about an angel for you to help you with this. And so we'll go ahead and do that. Sue, let's kind of finish up with that because there are angels that are ready and available to work with Eliza. So who are they?
Yes, our archangel is Gabriel, messages and communication, arts and invention. And then also Sarah, who's the angel of harmony, peace and harmony. And her money angel is Timothy, the angel of good fortune.
Awesome.
I want to tell you, Dr. Pat, I got a call from a guy yesterday, and he said, I'm driving by a couple of casinos. Can you just tell me which one I'm going to win at? And then he gives me the names of them, and he thinks this is what I do. I don't think it is, but... But Timothy is the angel to take with you just in case you want to try. There you go.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And this is part of the conversation. I mean, we were talking. The story and the example that I gave before was also an example of what happens when we allow, what happens when we ask for help, what happens when we get that guidance. And, you know, that story I shared about school was one of so many stories in my life that I could point to, Sue. I mean, the odds of, first of all, the whole odds of getting into Claremont, that's a whole other story. That's like a whole different deal. But, you know, when we're talking about allowing and we're talking about emotional stability,
You know, the problem with emotional stability is that if we're not in a space of allow, you know, emotional stability, it's really hard to allow the energy of the universe to come in. So can you share some techniques on how we get there?
Sure, absolutely. Well, the first thing is breathing technique, because, you know, you hold your breath, you're busy, you're worried, this is going on, that's going on, you're rushing. So the first thing is just to breathe in through your nose and think of the air as it goes over your head, down your spine, to your tailbone, and leave a little in your tailbone, and then breathe out through your mouth.
Mm.
Breathe in through your nose, and you follow the air as it goes up over your head, down your spine, to your tailbone, and then breathe out. And that, if you do that three times, that kind of stabilizes you. That kind of gets you ready. And also, if you're going to talk to your angels, I tell people to do that because angel messages come in on the breath. So if you want your angels to answer you, do the breathing technique. So that's one. And another is kind of a silly little one to help you focus. Just stick your hands out in front of you and spread your fingers and wiggle your fingers, and it balances your right brain and left brain, and it helps you focus. So that's another easy one. All my remedies are easy. You've noticed that, Dr. Pat, right? They're easy and quick. And
well, Benny and I both.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So so that's another one. Let's see, what's another one too? And if you're somewhere where you can write, if I tell people this when they're in a business meeting and it either gets boring or they start to fall asleep or whatever, they just need to be balanced because what of the issues going on in the meeting, maybe it's legal, draw a line and then a little below it, draw another line exactly the same width as the first one. And then go below it and the same length, space, and then exactly the same width, do the third one, and that'll balance you. So wherever you are, if you can draw three lines, I suppose if you can draw them in the air, that would help too. But simple little things to balance you and get you back to a normal. And another thing the angels are just telling me and reminding me is to stretch. Because when you stretch, I think of a cat. When they get up, they always stretch. Because if you stretch, it pulls you back into your body and gets you back centered.
You know, it's really kind of cool what you're talking about. Because how do we put it? And by the way, we're taking y'all's call. We're taking everybody's call today to connect with Sue Storm, the angel lady. Do you know your angels, right? Who are they and how do they work? But, you know, also, Sue wrote a book. And every angel has a name, and we talk about what each of them does. But one of the things that's extremely hard for us is asking for help. Let me give you the phone number. We are not on Facebook today. I know that KKNW is streaming this to their YouTube channel. I know we're playing it on TTR. 1-800-930-2819 is live call-in if you want to check in with us. And, yes, don't forget, later on tonight at 4 p.m. Pacific time, John Alexander is joining Mark Anthony and me on The Psychic and the Doc. So I got to ask you this question because sometimes we get these, I like to call them hits. They're like ideas. They're like these inspirational moments. They're like, the worst thing that happens is when I come in, like after I hear a little message, and I come into the office and I look at Linda or I look at Jessica and I walk in and I say, I've got this great idea. I've learned how to do that a little bit differently because my excitement about the idea and the way I get it doesn't always mean that we know how to implement. But part of this is understanding that even on our best day, we can pretty much get off track, become unstable emotionally. Are you seeing that in the people you're working with?
Yeah. Yes, and they're getting more emotional because they're used to being alone.
Yeah.
And they're used to not having it's like practicing. It's like sending a kid to kindergarten, you know, they practice socialization. So people are, you know, less stable or more activated by someone else's reaction. And and again, I call that the judge. If you remember, it's in my books and what we talk about, their judge gets activated. Some part of them gets activated, and they have the bad feelings, and then they lash out. And a lot of emotional stability is realizing how to work with your judge and recognizing it.
I mean, in the process of this, you know, I know that in these shows and when people call in, you know, we're trying to address things that, how should I say it? We're trying to address things that come up for people on a day-to-day basis, just like Eliza did before. And, you know, when they call, when folks call into the show, as they do, you don't always have to know, right, to, or be as clear as Eliza was. Because what I'm finding is, there's this depth of unclarity, but yet there's this depth of clarity. And you said it earlier. People are looking and saying, no, I don't want to go back to that job, right? Even if they don't know what the next step is. Can you talk about how, you know, how our communication with our angels helps us get from that place we are to the next step? Because I'm not kidding. I mean, Benny and I are in your book and talking about things that, you know, getting this kind of guidance took us to a place of knowing, not just in the end game, but how to get there, right?
Well, the first thing is knowing about your angels, who they are, what their names are, how they can help you, and then choosing the angel that can be of help for your particular situation. And then getting an angel that, but trusting, you know, we have such a hard time trusting. Trust that opportunities will open up. But what they're telling me from above is getting your vibrations up. Angels, raise my vibrations.
No kidding.
It's about being in that law of attraction. You know, Dr. Pat, I had the law of attraction in my books even before The Secret came out.
I've been
working on that for years and years.
Yeah. Well, of course. And, you know, look, I'm talking about an experience that happened in 1995. Mm-hmm. You know, just to have this understanding of things is so supportive. I think, Sue, too, that I want to touch upon here today is that, you know, I'm kind of a late bloomer, so to speak. And what I mean by a late bloomer is that, and when people have said this to me, they usually get to this place where they ask me about, what's your sign? What are you doing? You know, what are you working with? And so I think to myself, well, I don't know, but I've made some decisions in my life where I realized I was really miserable, and I moved to that next step. Sometimes emotional stability can be in and out and like a roller coaster ride, can it?
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about, getting back to neutral. How do you get back to where you can make a good decision? When you're in that child ego state, when you're having that bad feeling, when you're still reacting to whatever was said or done, you can't make a good decision.
Yeah.
And by the way, Cornell is the angel of decision making, and a couple of other angels that are kind of right in front of me. Marianne is the angel of efficiency. She doesn't come up much, but these days we need to be efficient.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
And Jason is the angel of organization. He and I are going to have a talk in a little bit after I hang up. I got some rooms to clean. It's just a matter of the next step. So here's what they're telling me. Breaking things down. A lot of what I've been getting from people is overwhelmed. And you're asking me that. I'm overwhelmed. I have this to do and that to do and then get my kids off to college and then I've got this and I've got that and different things like that. And I say, break it down into what do you do today? today, what is my priority? This is what I do. I wake up in the morning and I say, what is my priority today? There, like today, my priority was the radio show, okay?
Yeah.
And then I work around it. But I start with my priority.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and what we're talking about is so relevant. I was looking at a study, Sue, that came out to touch upon what you said earlier. And there was a survey that was released, and 66% of workers are willing to take pay cuts to work from home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, this is like a thing. And we're trying to force people to go back to what we call a normal that never really worked for most people. And now we've had a new existence of change. We've changed our internal infrastructure of life, right? A lot of infrastructure language. But we have an infrastructure within us. You know, we have a small life circle, maybe a larger one. But people have figured it out. And, you know, the fact that we're willing to move money aside to have a job that gives us this place, right, and are looking for new employment. So this is one of the key elements, Sue. It's not that people don't necessarily want to go back to work. They don't want to go back to work in the way they work.
Right, right.
They don't want to go back to work in the way they work.
Right, absolutely.
So the whole federal government people that are making all these decisions, they totally don't get it. People are right here saying, I am going and looking for new employment to work from home and have a better work life. And so some organizations are adjusting and adapting. This is such an innovative way for people to say, this is my emotional stability.
Yeah, and I can't tell you how many people I've said, you know, when are you going back to the office? And, oh, you know, September, or I hope I never have to go back, or,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And none of them said, I don't want to work.
No.
Not once
no.
I heard somebody say, oh, I hate my job. It's just they like their space. They like being in their own space.
Yeah, and they created it. I mean, don't you think that this was an angel intervention? When you think about this, let's talk about this for a minute. I think this was an angel intervention because what happened is, even if people don't believe that, you know, people got solutions for how to set things. I know us as a network, we did. Oh, my gosh. And we got these solutions for how to do this. You know, how to work from home, how to do things efficiently, how to do that and manage the children and the teaching. And they figured it out. And, you know, now we're living in a situation, though, where we're very vulnerable emotionally, very vulnerable. I got a call this morning from somebody that just was in a total meltdown in response to Bill Cosby's being released from prison.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Yeah. I mean, And you know, here's the thing. I left my phone in my studio office last night, and I didn't come back and get it. And so I didn't get all of the pings. And this morning, it's like, they're like, we can't believe it, you know, and worried about the people that have offended them. You know, I mean, we're getting so many things that trigger us these days, aren't we?
Yes. And that's what pretty much the Me Too movement too started. It started with that conviction.
Mm-hmm. You know, it just so I mean, there's a lot of things we look for and we ask for help. I had a conversation with my angel about a week ago when I realized, and many people don't even know this, because it was so under the radar. You know, when the United States Senate refused to pass an equal wage bill for women to give them equal pay. And most women, it was so under the radar that, you know, none of the news media companies really covered it. You know, it was like a blip on the radar. And nobody really was talking about the fact that we just had our government say women don't deserve this. And you know, it's interesting because, you know, when you think about it, you know, angels are working 24/7. But we have a part to do in our own action, even with emotional stability, don't we?
That is absolutely true. You know, and I'll say to some, and here is my words of wisdom. Can change your pattern faster. You can move faster in anything if you're already running than if you're at a dead standstill. So do something. It doesn't matter if you volunteer. It doesn't matter if you get up and go for a walk. If you're stuck, if you're feeling upset, do something. And and people just, you know, don't stay immobilized. Do something. And I can't say that enough. If you, if even if you have to take a job that's under your demeanor or under your wage scale, do it anyway. Do something, and then watch the rest happen.
Yeah. I'm doing a mentoring a thing with our marketing and sales team, and I'm using my lifetime back in the day homeless experience where I was fortunate enough to sell hot dogs from a hot dog cart, and I reflected upon that with the sales team, and I was saying I learned everything I needed to know about marketing sales from selling hot dogs from a hot dog cart in New York. And they looked at me kind of like, that can't be real. And so it started this whole conversation about some of these jobs that we get or we've had and how valuable they were. And I think what you're talking about is even if we do have to take a job like that, there's something in it that the angels are pointing us to that will benefit us down the road. And I think sometimes we forget that too, right?
Yes, and there may be someone that you're going to meet that's going to help you down the road, or something that I know a lady who took a job as a receptionist, and then she did such a really good job time, and everything she had hoped for, they just slipped her right in, you know, because she was already there and they already knew her. So get out and be there. That's what I got to say. Be on hand. So that you can move, the angel can easily move you to the next step.
Yeah. And boy, I think it's such a powerful message. You know, you and I have been doing this show for 18 years, and I hope the next show we do, it is about reflecting upon that. Because in the time we have done this, right, we have gone through doing the show, there have been many, 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 many global events.
Yes.
And I don't know if you remember this, but I do. I'm starting to really reflect upon it. You know, we went through that economic downturn, right? 7, 8, 9, and 10.
Right.
Remember that?
Right.
No one really talked about the impact of that. We didn't really talk or witness all of the families affected by it. But we had the most incredible listenership and people that contributed. And you showed up. You are showing up and you are helping so many people. We are in that state now.
Yeah.
We're in the state now, aren't we?
Yeah. And ready to get out. I can see us, the angels are showing me, you know, coming out of the ocean. So you've got the water at your feet. But as you go further, 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 you're on the beach and you're on dry land. And there we are. We're coming out.
Yeah, and part of that is reaching out for help. Sue, thank you for today. Please tell me, how can people find out more about you? How can they work with you?
Sure. Okay, so my website is theangellady.net, theangellady.net. My email, if you'd like that, is my theangellady@comcast.net. And my 800 number is 800-323-1790, 800-323-1790. And I have two books, Angel First Aid, Rx for Excellence is the latest, just went out last month, and Angel First Aid, Rx for Miracles, second edition, which has Dr. Pat and Benny in it. And they're both on Amazon. And let's see, if you want to do a consultation with me, call me. It'll change your life. No two ways about it. There we go.
I love it. So I want to end this show with a very special message from the angels. What are they saying to us about Move Might Be to help us establish that place of emotional stability?
What they're saying, Dr. Pat, is be at peace. If you can find peace within you, you can create peace on the outside. So if each and every one of us listening were able to just breathe and pull in the and peace and fill yourself with enlightened peace, that'll help the whole world.
I love it. Hey, everybody, thank you for tuning us in and turning us on. And for those of you out there, I want to make sure you know lots more coming up. I have a very special show that I'm doing at 12:30. It's Power Up with Dr. Pat. It is a special edition for those of you out there. And stay tuned. Much more to come from Transformation Talk Radio. We'll see you guys. Have a good one.